Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
This update is brought to you by the Ralph Volkswagen. The Ralph VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. The Ralph VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one starting in the NFL. Week four began with Seattle beating Arizona 23-20. Week four will continue on Sunday. The Dolphins will host the Jets on Monday Night Football. Over to the Marlins, who fell to the Phillies 1-0. Miami will now head home for their final three games of the season against the Mets. Tonight's first pitch is at 7:10 from Lone Depot Park. On the ice, Panthers captain Alexander Barkov was helped off the ice after an apparent right leg injury. The Cats will continue the preseason when they host Carolina on Monday. And in college football, FSU will be in Charlottesville to play Virginia tonight. The Canes will play FSU a week from Saturday. The Joe Rose Show continues now.
15 minutes of game day uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 2nd. Learn more at Lexus.com.
Tua Tagovailoa is making more than Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Baker Mayfield, Matthew Stafford, Jaden Daniels. Am I pocket watching? No. I'm putting things into perspective here. Mm-hmm. What Biggie say? More money, more problems. Well, in this case, it should be more money, more expectations. When I see Tua Tagovailoa over this year alone, I've heard him more than I ever have. That's not to say you can't talk. Right. I like quiet Tua, Alabama Tua, chip on the shoulder Tua. Not, is somebody going to come in and watch film? Hey, let's see what this is. Hey, I was this since I was that, taking certain things. Man, bro, what you're being paid, what you're asked to do, what you have the capability of from one quarterback to the other, I look at a situation that's like, bro, come on, dog. Especially when you got a Ferrari and a Lamborghini and other amenities that some quarterbacks wish they had.
How much do you think people who criticize and scrutinize your play do it not just from the film, but through the lens of your current contract? In your opinion, is that a factor?
I'm not too sure.
In other words, they don't just say Tua Tagovailoa threw an interception. They say he threw an interception and he makes $53 million. You know what I mean? Because they do. They always say that. I heard Cam Newton say it the other
night. Well, anybody can play quarterback in this league then. I mean, I want to see anybody on the streets come and play quarterback. I mean, Cam's doing his thing for sure. But, you know, I think it's easier to be able to hold a clicker and talk about it that way or talk about what someone else is doing wrong when you're not going out and having to do the same as them, right? So I think it's easy to do that. I think anybody can do that. I don't think anybody can play quarterback. So
you're right, Tua. There is a shortage of quarterbacks, and let's hope you're not one of them, my man. You need to play a lot better, period. Talking about Cam Newton going all in on Tua and his play, the former MVP who played in a Super Bowl, Cam Newton, talking about Tua and things that he doesn't like. He's got to play better. Tua's got to play better. And he did, by the way. We'll play it for you. We know he said it, and we'll have that for you. But four picks and five turnovers and two bad fourth quarter picks is not gonna get it done. And there's one way for all this to go away. You just need to play better. And it's not just you. Everybody understands run defense, pass rush, zero takeaways, all the other things. But this is a great opportunity. Not that some of the physical problems are going to go away, like all of a sudden, you know, strong arm's not going to help you and because you don't have that. I mean, that's not where you are. Although you used to throw it a hell of a lot better than you're throwing it right now. You're not getting benched. Nope, you're not getting benched no matter what happens in this game. But there's a lot of stuff. The latest thing is, matter of fact, why we're on this is that Mike's overprotecting Tua with his game plan. Two guys on national TV came on and it said, you know, they're so worried about him getting hit. They've shut down the offense. And I thought he was just more comfortable throwing all this short stuff that we did all last year. And we used to call it our run is now our run is just our short passing game because we're really good at it. It's a high percentage. And they did. They went through a few games there against bad teams and had great success with it. But, hey, bottom line is Cam's right about one thing. Money is part of this thing. It just is, man. Being a first-round pick, it's just part of this thing. You either can play or you're a bust. That's what they do in every city when you're a high first-round pick or a first-round pick. And then you got a second contract. That changes the game, too. You're part of the $50 million club. Everybody knows it. Joe Shad just read it to you. And you got to chuckle and, you know, and you're right. None of us can play that. None of us can play it as well as you do. I know I can. But all this stuff, the money is part of it. And it's the good news, bad news. Congratulations. You got life-changing money coming in. Matter of fact, you got life-changing money when you're drafted in the first round with your signing bonus. Huge, big, fat check. And the team went all in on you. You know, again, I'm not blaming you. You got your money. You did a little, you know, you weren't happy. They gave you the contract. It's there. But with that money comes higher expectations. And he did realize all that stuff, by the way. He did say, hey, I got to play better. I'm not playing well enough and all that stuff. But when you open up the second part of this thing and start saying that, you know, this dumb thing about nobody else can play this position and they're, you know, it's not easy to play and all that stuff. Everybody knows it's not easy to play.
Well, it came off like he was talking about Cam Newton, too.
And then
Cam Newton didn't play the position at the highest level.
He did play right at the highest level.
Tua will never sniff with that guy.
They don't hand out right? MVPs by accident. I think the MVP was the same year he went to Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken.
He was a hell of a player. Just took way too many hits.
Way too many hits. I mean, they had him running the ball from about 5 yards in. He became the third fullback running back because he's bigger than all the guys.
They did not manage him particularly well.
Yeah, and we saw him. We played against him. I think he ran for 80 or 90 yards against us and threw a couple of touchdown passes. They were really good. And
by the way, he had a charisma to him too, man, right? Like he had the whole quarterback package, which Tua lacks in charisma a lot, right? He's just not the kind of guy you're drawn to. Spends 10 minutes a week talking to you, and that's it. We won't see him again or hear from him again.
I know he's a bit of an introvert. Everybody's different. I get it that we're all different, and you know.
He's just got to know better that you can't keep saying this stuff, especially when you're playing the way that you are.
Hey, man, he did great on the first part. He got into
it. But no one cares.
And then he decided.
They're not going to play that on ESPN this morning.
Go tell everybody that they can't play my business. You can't do what I do, and then. I don't know. He kind of went after Cam Newton. But listen, man, we got people. This is what you do. Like when you're a franchise quarterback, I can't say it enough. And I'm sure Tua knows this. I hope his wife even tells him when he goes home to play cards with her in video games at night. That, listen, honey, franchise quarterback, everybody knows, like, quarterback's the most important position in sports. There's a reason that we get all this money. There's a reason, like – and with that, if you don't play well, you get the other side of this. And trust me, Everybody wants you to be good. Nobody wants to keep going through this quarterback thing, still trying to find a quarterback. And you've opened that conversation right back up. You've opened it right back up. And you know the other part is everybody knows you're making a lot of money again next year too. More, all that money's coming in.
I really love the game night shot, by the way. Thank you for doing that.
But you,
it warms my heart to hear you come to the dark side like
no,
that.
No, no, I just, you just, he's just got to
those
play
comments
better.
Weren't good either.
He's got the Jets coming in town, man. Monday night. I know it's Monday night for the Jets too, and they're gonna try to, you know, win a frigging game. But they're
is this it for you?
This game? Is really no. He's gonna play. You know what? EJ Manuel said it too. He's going to play. He's going to continue to be the starting quarterback.
But here's the thing, though, Joe.
Why do you keep every game? You keep doing this and you sound stupid. Right. They're not benching a guy they gave all that money to after four games.
They may not.
They may not.
But if I got to keep hearing about Mike is trying to protect this guy. Tua's talking about, you know, I got injuries and I'm not the same guy I was at Alabama. And it's like, all right, well, at what point, like, do we see what else we have? Because clearly this guy is incredibly limited, right?
Woody,
and they're drawing up a limited offense around him. Like,
Woody,
what are we doing here?
Okay,
just to protect this guy.
So do you really believe that they're going to bench him after? Let's say he does throw two interceptions in this game. You think they're going to bench him?
Do I believe they will or they should?
No. What do you think is going
to
happen?
No, I think they'll ride with him till the wheels fall
exactly.
off. Exactly. Which I think the wheels have already fallen off. So. That's where you and I differ.
Well, you got a team you're playing that's got lots of problems. We just haven't talked about the Jets. And Aaron Glenn, I mean, you want to talk about a guy just got here, and they're going, yeah, he's never been a head coach before. I get it. And they're not happy the way he acts, the way things he's doing, and the team, they're going, this is the same Jets.
But to me, though, you have to look bigger picture, right? Like, if they beat the Jets, it's good, it's fine, like, whatever. But you have to look bigger picture. Like, this is just not a good situation in general, right? When
they're
talking about
you,
the coaches
this
protecting
is on
this guy and, you know, we got to play a certain way because the guy's limited. Like, that's never good.
So Mike is not saying that. Heard Mike's comments. Mike is saying he's got to make better decisions.
But it sure looks like they are, right?
It does.
I mean.
It does. It looks like our two guys, our two horses should be racing a Gulfstream. Looking like plow horses out where I live in Davie, right across the way. There's plow horses out there. People ride occasionally. You see the kids on the back and mom and dad with them.
Plow horses, huh? Okay.
Well, that's how we're using them.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
You know one of the best plays Tyreek made last game? Caught it for about 5 yards and cut inside and ran up for another 4 or 5 yards for a first down. And I'm going, damn. That's where we are. That's where we are in Tyreek Hill. That's why I got to tell you, man, what he called him yesterday, a Ferrari, and I forgot what other name he went talking about his two receivers on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd like to get him. And the coach said there were some chances, and we just didn't get there. And listen, I'm guessing, even though Mike's super positive about everything, I'm sure he said at some point, everybody's got to take an honest pill and go to Tua. I'm sorry, this is not the Bills or the Eagles offensive line, or I'm trying to think of some of the other, the Lions offensive line, or if you want to put somebody else in there, but it's not that bad. Like, you got to play better. Maybe I got to call some better plays for you, maybe, but you, and I know.
When do we face reality, though, when we say that, like, all right, he can't play better? This is it.
I don't think he
this
played.
Is the ceiling.
First of all, he got hurt 6 games last year.
Okay,
and when
that's part of his whole deal, right?
Yes. Well, listen, I think that's what they're saying. Part of this is, this team said, "Hey, they don't want to play with number two or number three they have in here. They, you know, they want. They were like the program I was on. Let's get Tua for 19 games and see what happens. And so far, we've had him for 3, and it just hasn't."
Yeah.
Looked good. Again, it's not all him. There's not a lot of guys on the roster right now going around going, I don't know about you, but I'm playing well. Had damn right. I'm leaving early today.
Nobody wants to see the guy get hurt, obviously, Joe, but like the reality is you drafted him. He was hurt. right? Coming off a significant injury.
That's a
and
different.
It just hasn't changed.
That's a different conversation. Then that conversation should not be about him. That conversation should be about the guys that drafted him.
He also
that's
happens to be incredibly undersized, and the fact that he's not mobile. He
so you
can't
just
notice
that we're in year six, and you're telling me stuff that everybody listening right now knows. He doesn't run well. He's not durable.
There's one guy or a couple guys that are defending him on here.
Who? Let me hear. Let me hear what somebody's saying that's defending him. I want to hear that. Go ahead.
Let's see here. So sick of Woody Doug piling all day long on the QB. Bad luck on you.
Well, you want to like bench him and out of the whole thing. But anyway, give me another one.
This other guy that he's just been going on and on all morning.
Well let me hear what he says. Like if he's fired up, what is it? I want to hear this because I see what I've seen. I want to hear what Blind Eye
says. You guys are taking a shot at someone who spends time with his family. There you go.
That's the best you can do with the quarterback?
Yeah, no, this guy's been going on all morning, though.
What else? What else does a family member have? Go ahead and give me some more stuff that this person has.
He was not paid the highest, neither did he demand the highest, just market value.
Right. I agree. Nobody's blaming him for getting the money. He got the money, but with the money, people are going to talk about what you make.
He went on to basically say, I hope one day folks covering these players are held to the same standard. You know, talking about the Tua, you know, being the franchise quarterback, and I wrote back that like people are going to talk about sports, they're not franchise quarterbacks, right? But, like, you talk about held to the same standard,
but they made a decision when they signed him. They said, they told Mr. Ross, they told Tom Garfinkel, he is a franchise quarterback. By the way, the other thing Cam Newton said is you heard it, like, he got some pretty damn good weapons. A lot of other NFL teams would love to have those dudes. Anyway.
Yes, everything you're saying on two is right. Those fans are in denial. I agree, by the way.
All right.
You're defending this guy at this point. It's just like,
there's just not like he didn't defend himself. He said, I got to play better. We'll come back and play what he said. Yeah. And then the people that are still like thinking that we're dogpiling
on the guy. Still though, right?
Yes.
Maybe see, these kids. People bought a bunch of Tua cards, and they're hoping he turns it around.
I see a lot of Tua kids and cards. Hey, right now I want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage for just a second here, man. Boy, this guy truly has no life. He is always working. This guy is working 7 days a week to make sure you get a mortgage that you need, and he wants to make sure you get the lowest rates, right? By the way, fixed rates in the fives right now. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, you need to get pre-approved quickly so you can get back in the game to get that first home. He can do that for you quickly, even on a weekend. He's getting that paperwork done. Self-employed, been declined by the banks. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage got a great program for you. You can just go through all the things that he's doing. One of the hottest ones in South Florida right now, it's a program for seniors 62 and older. You can convert your home equity into money. Now, we know how it works. I know I've been in the same house for 20-something years, and you get it paid off, and you got all that equity, and then you're going, hey, honey, we could use this. We're getting close to retirement. Let's grab it. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, the guy to go to, man. Get it done about half the time of the banks. Go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews. Find out what they're saying about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage and his 30 years of experience. He's always working 7 days a week. Call or text him. 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254, rates and terms, subject to change, daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Part of the season, how would you describe how it's gone, how you've played?
How I've played? I haven't played anywhere near the standard that I've played in years past, and knowing the standard that I can play to. And it starts with me, you know, with the offense, getting our guys going, and then the defense being able to feed off of that as well, right? So, yeah, I wouldn't say I've been playing my best football yet. I think as I look back at Alabama and then as I was getting ready to come to the NFL, I think one of the biggest changes and differences that I felt would have been some of the surgeries that I've had, that I can kind of feel some of the residuals within my ankles. I was running a little different when I was at Alabama, and you know, it's just not the same. And that, you know, I think that's normal given the surgeries and everything that comes with the sport, right?
All right, that was Tua when asked. Was that Joe Shad asking all the questions yesterday? Did Joe Shad just Palm Beach Post? Can't get up early.
Sounded like it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just
what were you going to say?
Nothing. It was a shot. I wasn't going to.
God, sorry to interrupt.
Nobody say. Go ahead. Nobody say.
Oh, it's a bloodbath. Getting ugly out here.
No, nobody's safe today. Nobody.
Hey, man, this is what happens when you lose for, you know, 25 years. People get angry.
So, I mean, I just had a former player.
Uh-oh. You want to say who?
No. No, he's a friend. I don't throw those guys under the bus. It's like.
That's true, you don't.
I always say this about my guys. They're like, when I get going on the 80s, they're going, hey, you mind, can you leave me out when you're doing that stuff and talking about the dumbass stuff you did and that we were with you? Can you leave our names out of it, please? We have kids and grandkids. And I go, yeah, of course. Of course I can. I can be a dumbass by myself. I don't need any help. So they brought up his comments before the Buffalo Bills game. Like, taking Josh Allen, like, stop. Oh, my God, he's a lot better than I am. I'm not half of what he can do, throwing it, running it. And like, I mean, it's true, but you don't need to say it. You talk about that when you're done and you're doing one of these shows that are out there, the one of the zillion shows that out there. I don't care what anybody says, man. Money is part of this thing and will be. And if your money, especially when you're making a lot, fans – We by the way, I don't remember it. See, and this biggest thing for me, I remember growing up and got everything. And again, it was just newspaper back then. We didn't have all the other stuff and a little radio. Growing up with KMBR as a kid, and we listened to it all the time. I don't remember the newspaper or KMBR ever going, well, Willie Mays, not playing as well as he used to. Still the highest paid player, you know, I don't remember that. Now we can hardly talk about our athletes without, I mean, we talk about salary cap in here. And who's hurting the salary cap? And by the way, you think Tyreek Hill wants to hear Tua complain about the money? Like he's another guy. I mean, he got to hear about his contract all the time. It is part of it. And listen, I always say this, there's two parts. I'll say it every day. Congratulations, you were drafted high by the Miami Dolphins in the first round to be a franchise quarterback. Congratulations, before you ever play a down, you get a super, $25, $30 million signing bonus, a high first-round pick. Congratulations. That just changed your life before you play one down in the regular season. You got that money. Most of the guys take it up front. Some will defer it out. But you know that money's coming. Your life changes. And then if you're good enough, and he hit the year, he played every game, put up good numbers. I didn't think to write them down. And that got him a contract. The coach and the GM went all in and sold the owner. This is the guy. This is our franchise quarterback. we've got it figured out. And then we get it, and he goes down for another six games with a concussion and hip. Some of that was hip, to be fair. He was out for the end of the year, was towards the hip. Comes back this year, and I don't know who he is. Anybody honest, whether you love Tua, obviously the others, I know how you feel. But he just doesn't look like the same guy. And it just gets old. It really gets old. And you go, well, he still doesn't have the offensive line. How much more? What else you want to do? We drafted a guard, and our top paid free agent is a guard. Injured after a few plays, but like, you still got to be able. Baker Mayfield was a great example the other day. Baker Mayfield had the whole freaking offensive line out, and he's running around making plays at the end of the game to come back and win that game, his third comeback win. But they're going to talk about it, man. You did get paid a lot of guaranteed money, and you got a big contract. People are going to talk about it. You're a franchise quarterback.
I think you can't compare him to Baker Mayfield, though, man. Baker Mayfield's a football player.
No, no, I was just talking.
But the guy's a gamer.
I was talking about the example of offensive linemen being out, and he still made it work, running and throwing.
But that's the difference right there, right? Guys go out of the game. Guys are missing the game, you know, whatever. He goes out, and he makes his best attempt. Like, he's not the greatest quarterback, but he makes attempts to make plays. You know, run a guy over once in a while.
Well, I don't need a guy to run a guy over.
I know, but it fires people up. It just shows like Baker Mayfield's a tough football player.
I love you. Now you're a tough guy, like the Josh Allen deal, the run over a guy.
I do like the Josh Allen stuff.
Well, yeah. Tua's not run over anybody.
No, he's not.
We're hoping
last time he tried to run over. No, he slid for a first down in the last game.
That was fine. But he's got to play better. Like, no matter what, we sit here and we can sit and argue about this for another 5 years. You got to play better, man. I get the whole scenario around you. You're getting paid this year and next year a lot of money, and it's guaranteed. So I don't think you're going anywhere. So just play better. I think Mike McDaniel is pulling his hair out, trying to do everything possible to give Tua a chance to, number one, stay healthy, and number two, be productive. And I'm guessing he gets as frustrated privately as we do. And he's the most, let me tell you something, Mike McDaniel's the most positive dude in the history of of coaches for the Miami Dolphins. Like, that guy, now I don't know if privately he's that way, but when he comes out, like, oh, he's doing 99% of the things right now. Mike, that 1%, that must be okay.
Nothing wrong with being positive.
No, right? Listen, I told you, I'd love that too. I'd love that. I'd love to know.
You guys would have, you know, won a lot less games probably, but.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I didn't eat all that old school stuff.
Some of it seems a little mean. Some. The film sessions sound a little vicious, but.
I told you the most humiliating thing can ever be done for anybody in their job. Yeah. I wish they do it here. I wish our boss, because I've had it done to me, mm-hmm. I wish she call everybody up and call individuals out, like for things. It would just be great to see the look when you are publicly called out, like 60 people standing around in a room and you're going, hey, Joe Rose. It's not acceptable. And started calling me out for things that I've done in front of everybody. Because now you do it privately with HR in the room.
So you think that should be the standard practice?
No, I don't like that. I didn't like it. I told you, I hate it.
Okay. But you just want it here because of the people you dislike.
No, I just think, I just want to see everybody's face when it happens. Because a lot of people just quit. They're going, you're not talking to me. You know what? For what I've done for this guy, that's a Todd. For what I've done for this company.
Nobody is safe this morning. Huh?
Nobody's safe. Yeah.
Let it all out Friday here.
Oh, man. It is funny, though. People go, hey, and things you think of. And like when I used to, accountability was so big with Don Shula. Like, I mean, play to play. Like, he didn't miss anything. He did not miss anything. And just the fact of how he wanted to get the message across. But getting called out in front of other guys is just, can you imagine? Like, hey, how are we supposed to win? You're a number one receiver. You dropped two footballs right in your hands. He wants to catch it for you too?
You guys also had better players, so that helped, but.
No, don't sit there on the other side.
You did. You had better players.
Go through the roster.
You know you had good teams.
We did. We had guys who didn't like it, and they didn't have the choices they have today, obviously. Yeah. They couldn't go out and call their agent because Shoes wasn't dealing with any agents either.
Force their way out.
I'm not talking to your agent anyway. If I got a problem, I'm not going to your agent. Come here. But my agent would like to talk to you. Good. Tell him to call me in the off season. I'm going to be an autograph sign. He can show up in line. All right, man. We got a lot more.
You feel better now?
I feel better now. Better now. I do. I just, it's just every week it's something. So now the shows are all taken off on this stuff with Tua.
They're just going to take that one clip. They're not going to listen to any of the other stuff.
But last week, think about this. Good. Last week, it was the Josh Allen thing. And
that was not a good comment. It was a really dumb thing to say.
Well.
And to go back to, like, you're talking about your good teams that you played on. I could only imagine your quarterback going up to the podium and be like, I just can't do what that guy does. That, to be honest, is part of the bigger overall problem, right?
I think it's just.
Do you think your guy would have done that? Not to throw him into this conversation, but
Dan Marino may still think right now, wherever he is, he's still a top 10 quarterback in the NFL right now. Dan Marino could be driving in a car right now going, you know, I think I'm better than every quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. Like, seriously.
He might be able to throw
the ball further. It's not. No, that's not. He's an old guy.
If they
guy.
Both
he's,
lined up, he, who could throw the ball farther right now?
He can't. Tua by far. That's a dumb thing. See,
really?
You get on this thing because no. Dan Marino's getting old. He's getting ready for Social Security. Not that he needs it, but getting ready for it. Anyway.
By the way, that'd be a fun little competition. You imagine they did that? See, you can throw the ball farther right now.
My point is, none of those guys, Don Strucker, none of those guys are going, man, that guy, hey, guys, I got to tell you, that guy's a hell of a lot. I wish I didn't have to play today. That guy's a hell of a lot better than I am.
That was not a good comment.
I don't know where this stuff comes from. Like, is there lack of awareness of, like.
It comes from the fact that he's just not overall a franchise quarterback. He doesn't fit the whole.
I'm damn
you know,
good. No, he said he was good. He said he's not playing like he used to, but he's hopefully going to get it back Monday night.
Just goes to the whole, like, personality of, like, Josh Allen or any of those other guys. Like, it's just not.
That's a bad example.
Just don't say
Can
that
stop
kind of
with
stuff.
Josh Allen? You know who we got next home game after this? You know who's coming to town? You think this stuff's going away? Justin Herbert's coming to town.
He's good.
A couple weeks.
Yeah.
All right.
He throw the ball far.
Yes, he can. All right, we got more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on here. Xavien Howard, I'm blaming Xavien Howard for all this. The panic. What did he say, panic mode?
He did, yeah. By the way, he's not so far off. Like,
I know. I knew you
when the first
say
read's
that.
Not there.
Yeah, then it's
all. Well,
then what? Then what are you going to do, right?
You watch the games.
First read's not there. You're getting ready to throw that anticipation throw, and you're going, uh-oh, it's not there. What's next?
I got
to
get rid of this ball or my career could be over.
Well, by the way, you know, nobody's talked about that. It's the first time somebody brought up the concussion thing. That's probably a little piece of this, too, that nobody wants. That they've told him so much, we need to stay healthy and not think about concussions. What do you think you think about?
I mean, as much as we rag on the guy, I don't want him to get hurt. It's definitely you hold your breath when
First
he takes
all,
a hit, man.
I'm done with you. You want to bench everybody after every game. And
hey,
done.
Man, it's not just me. I like these
I don't
people.
Care.
I like these people
Why
in our video
it's not,
chat.
It's not.
These people get it.
So you know what's funny about you? You work off them instead of your own opinion, because you don't like when people go after your sorry little ass. Hey, right now we got more stuff to get to here, man. We're not even close to being done as we continue on. I do want to tell you this weekend, make sure you get out to your South Florida Chevy dealers. It is truck month here. Got a little time left, and we got great deals, and you got a Chevy dealer near you. It's a great combination with fantastic deals, and we got dependable pickup trucks that you will absolutely love. Let's start with that durable Colorado with its standard Turbo Max engine and impressive torque. Got everything you need right here in South Florida. Enjoy yourself. Silverado 1500 is always ready, steady, and strong. From, I always like to say, a workday workhorse to a weekend warrior. You can't go wrong. Silverado HDs, again, legendary horsepower. One of the hardest working beds in the business. So, hey, whether it's a midsize, full-size, or heavy-duty truck, we got a truck absolutely perfect for your lifestyle and ready for you. And for you people out there that make a living with your truck, that's how you do it. Five, check that. 6-7 days a week, because you're always working, man. The money's important, and you get it while you can. We got a truck to work with you. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I am ready.
All right, Marlins.
Who would have thought the last three games of the regular season are the biggest games of this year for this Marlins team? Seriously.
How about those Mets? Overpaid and underperforming. Where have we heard
Got to knock them out. Got to knock them out. We want to make sure they're sitting at home. Let the Reds have that last spot.
That would be cool. That would be cool. All right, we'll go caller number three. There's three games left. For the Marlins here, we'll go caller number 3-305-567-0560. Beer Fest on Saturday, by the way. We'll get you into Beer Fest.
Have all you want. Just get, you know, somebody to drive you and enjoy yourself, or Uber or something.
Well, now you can pay cash in your Uber, right? Aren't you happy about that?
Yeah.
Big advancement, yeah.
Big crowds for those games.
I would think, yeah.
It's going to be Mets crowd, but it's going to be crowds. They're going to be, you know, let's go Mets and get in the playoffs. Anything can happen. And
just don't talk to any of them.
Anyway, you got three games coming up for the Marlins at the end of the year, and they can play spoiler for the Mets, who have a one-game lead on the Cincinnati Reds. Reds are kind of a likable team, right? Used to be the big red machine, but that was – a lot of people haven't even heard of them. Long, long, long time ago with that team. Hey, by the way, Ryder Cup. We haven't been talking about it. It's been on for a couple hours. I've been a little busy. I haven't even had a chance to check in, but I will all day. As this fun, man. Started at 7 o'clock this morning. DeChambeau and Justin Thomas kicking things off. Scottie Scheffler with the second group. And then on top of all of that, we got tonight, Florida State. I know a lot of Canes fans will be watching Florida State. Like, all right, want to see how good they are. Saw a lot of that Alabama game. They look real good. You're going, holy crap. They play like that. They got a shot in this ACC. So we'll see. They go on the road to Virginia tonight. Canes will following weekend will be in Tallahassee. So get an idea with Tommy Castellanos and those guys look like new quarterback who's not lacking confidence at quarterback for Florida State. So we got a lot of stuff going on. I don't know about for all of you out there. I think he gets pretty good ratings actually, but the Ryder Cup is it's a great event. And then we got the news about Barkov, and hopefully it's good news. God, there's nothing worse, man. I knew when Tkachuk got the surgery later in the offseason. I think he got married, done a bunch of stuff, and we see him everywhere. He's become kind of the face of South Florida, to be honest. And so he's going to be out a while, but they know they're going to have him later in the year. But losing Barkov, oh, God. I'm not ranking, you know, the importance. We got a core of guys that are all really important. But, boy, I'm guessing one guy you would not want to lose is Alexander Barkov. And I'm not ranking him. I'm not ranking him. I don't want you to rank him with Reinhardt and Big Bob and all the rest of them, your favorite guy. But Barkov, jeez, that would be a blow to this team that is loaded, got everybody back, and to think that Barkov, who seems, you know, just been there so long, played so many games, to get injured in the first day of team practice, I think is what, if I'm not mistaken, they did individual practices for a week with their core of veterans. Anyway,
real quick, Joe, congrats to Kandim from Miramar. He's got the tickets here, so if you're trying, we are all out.
You didn't ask him, like, who he's
rooting for?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
You don't do that.
No.
We don't care, man. Hey, I'm not from here.
I think that's against the contest.
A lot of people not from here. I mean, we're made people. We hope we switch you over to, you know, a team here, or we give you a reason to switch you over to a team here in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Jump on the bandwagon, starting with the youngsters, working up. You know, a lot of youngsters do. Your dad's team is your team. You see it all the time, right? I share with my dad. It never goes away. He's talking about guys with San Francisco Giants just got called up. I have no friggin' idea who they are. And I go, oh, Dad, what round was he taking?
But you grew up out there, so, like, that's why you – like, I think, like, my dad came from, you know, he's from Long Island, like I told you, but he started rooting for all the teams down here because we were down here. Get his kids down here.
My dad was here a week when he came back after I lost my mother. He came out for a week, and he was jonesing. I literally was buying packages so he could watch games.
Yeah.
He didn't want to watch the games here. He wanted to watch his teams.
But if you live in a place and you have kids, it's good to have a local team to root for.
Yeah. But,
you know,
doesn't always work that way, man. Hey,
I know
we got 9 o'clock hour coming up here as we continue on. Boy,
how's it going in there? Everything okay?
Has it been? No, it hasn't been.
It hasn't been great today. No,
it's been a bloodbath. It's been bloodbath Friday. Been a little
rough.
Imagine
what Tuesday will look like if they lose on Monday night.
It'll be a bad one.
You need to come in.
Do I come in usually?
You do.
Okay.
Face the music.
I face the music. I didn't play. Yeah, I always love when people go, you got to face the music. I go, I didn't play.
It's partially your fault, though.
Nothing's my fault. I haven't made a decision with that team, nor have they listened to me when I do. Hell, they don't listen to a lot of people.
You're close enough, though, where you can take some of the blame.
Okay.
You are, man. I mean, like,
if that makes you feel better sitting on your friggin' couch with the two kids.
With my clicker? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Tua.
All right. Hey, yeah.
That's what
when
I
was the
do.
Last time know, you threw I, one in the
yeah,
pocket.
I
jerky.
Sit on the couch and I eat chips and I watch the game.
Oh, he did that one too.
Yeah.
The chips.
Okay,
oh man, you don't forget anything. Boy, I tell you what. You.
Yeah. I'm about.
Go ahead.
I'm
we're like gonna go through the best forget. Of Tua.
Oh, he can have a greatest hits record. Yeah.
You're a miserable dude, you really are. Hey, tell you who's not miserable. Tuesday. Chapman, we're coming back with a win. 1-3, going for 2-3 in Carolina.
By the way, we're doing your picks coming up here. You're on fire.
Yeah.
Making a lot of people a lot of money.
That's what I
they're
do.
They're riding with you right now.
If they are, they're not very smart. I don't think they are. Hey, I do want to tell you about Chapman Partnership for just a minute here. Boy, an organization I feel really good about, and I know you will too. Chapman Partnership is a rehabilitation for the homeless. It really is. I could call it a thousand things, and I know what you think. Oh, what, they go grab a bite to eat, and then they're back out on the streets all night, and No, man. It's so much more. It's so much more than housing and a warm meal. First of all, the homeless stay there, and they're changing lives daily. They keep them in there. They put him through a lot of great programs. It's providing caring support and wraparound services that Chapman Partnership offers and has been for the last 30 years. 30 years of hope for over three decades. Chapman has assisted over 145,000 individuals and families to overcome self-sufficiency. And here in 2025, we want to celebrate and support their mission. It's growing. We got more people there. We got more great services that we're offering to help people find a job, find a place to live with the doctors that come in. By the way, I got a great story here. A lot of the doctors donate their own time to be involved and help the homeless. It's good, man. It's nice to know people don't always have to get paid to show up and do great things. And that's part of Chapman Partnership. Bam Adebayo, you are a superstar for what you've done with Chapman Partnership. The time and the money you spend, any level of support is impactful. Let's help support families and individuals overcoming homelessness at Chapman here in 2025. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org. Anything you can give will make a difference for Chapman Partnership. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.